Last applicant is Sidonko Odina from Lyons or Lyons. I guess it's not French. Must be Lyons.
And we have some photos both from Sidonka and her apprentice. I think that Ron is the first reader on this one.
And yes, I am. I mean, for all of the applications, this one, me, at least my interpretation of what folk art is, the best. You know, mentions grandma, mentions passing down tradition. So I really love that part of this application. The art form itself is amazing, I guess I would call it. So I don't know what I could say in regard to too many weaknesses in this. I think this would be the application that it's that what I believe the Wisconsin Art Board is trying to do in regards to folk art. So I'm just going to say that much and let other people chime in. But yeah, I really liked how they talked about their relationship between the master, the apprentice, and you know, how they tied that to their cultural community. So this was the application that kind of got me the best.
Thanks, Ron.
Yeah, I thought this was a really fantastic application. I don't have much to add. I mean, these drop late in, I just thought it was beautiful. And really well put together, demonstrates their commitment, their skills. I think it's a pretty clear work plan. My only, again, it's just the travel issue. And the feasibility of that, it was a ton of travel. But if that's what it takes to keep this going, I'm good with that.
I like this application as well, but I wonder, this may not be fair, but I wondered if there is any, there's no aspects of sort of intergenerational things happening here. I think they're like contemporaries, which is not in and of itself a problem. Mm-hmm. Just adds to my concern about the urgency of like passing it on to the next generation, right? Unless I read that wrong.
No, I think they're cousins, right? So if they have the same grandma, I don't know if they say
like seven.
So I have that to be jaded and cynical. So like they were mentioning the same family members as grandma, but they didn't explicitly say they were cousins. I mean, they said
each other. I didn't realize.
But to me, it's like
I don't know if they're first or second.
So I'm like, why didn't you say that? So is it because? So
because they don't think they're going
to
get the funding.
Right. So is it legitimate for me to like teach my cousin something that I would have taught her anyways and want money for it? That's what I was like, I don't know. Is that
I
the
think
guideline?
That it gets hairy when it's like a mother-daughter, mother-son, father, you know, that maybe growing up in one household where that would have happened more naturally. In this case, I think that Sidonka really... it really stuck with her, and she was the one who that was really passed on to. And it's my understanding that she is sort of now working with cousins and other family members and beyond.
And there's a 20-year age difference.
Oh, is it 20?
So, I mean, they're cousins, but there's a pretty solid... And I think... I thought that they addressed that, that, you know, Kathleen didn't quite get that time with their grandmother to get that... passed on the same what Sidonka did, but you're right. I think you're right. They don't ever come out and say like we are cousins.
Totally, I think that cultural transmission from family members is legitimate. It's just that like I wish that case was made more explicitly.
I think that sometimes people don't want to be explicit because they're afraid that's going to be a problem on their application. Mm-hmm. And they can't even ask if it's going to be a problem because then it.
Soon becomes a problem.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly.
What I was always told.
Josh, you have thoughts on this one?
Not much more. Just that, yeah, I think this is a good application. I was also going to point out that Sidonka is a
National Heritage Fellow, which is the highest honor as a traditional artist. So that's pretty cool.
And she does house calls.
I guess one little small. She mentions how she pre-purchased something to get reimbursed by this grant, which seems like a little bit presumptuous. I don't know if I would put that
in.
Maybe
it goes outside of the like fiscal boundaries or something.
Oh, I didn't see that.
She purchased some straw because it was a good some vintage straw because it was a cool deal, knowing that she probably was going to get this money.
I thought they said that that it was like heritage straw.
Yeah,
or something
special
that
straw.
Like,
and so they had a good opportunity to get some. So
the farmer's not going to be producing that anymore.
Right.
And so they had to grab it while it was still available and still being produced.
And if I'm thinking back to a conversation I had with her, that was a while ago, and I think it was sort of just for future work that she was going to do. I think it was like years ago, I thought.
I don't know if that's reimbursable.
Yeah.
She had to be buy-in under the...
Probably not the best language to use in the application, for sure.
That entire section, the wording of that section made it very unclear to me. It's on page 8, what supplies and materials will you need? We had an opportunity to purchase some beautiful vintage straw from a grower who was retiring from farming. Since we were concerned about whether or not we would ever be able to see such beautiful vintage grain again, I would purchase as much as I could afford until we know if another grower will step up and continue providing us with the same quality straw. This additional purchase will be reflected in this year's budget. So it's unclear to me if... It's very unclear to me. That section was unclear to me.
I would say let your budget... financial piece to reflect that confusion then and note those comments there. Because I'm not sure what that my understanding was that she had purchased that years ago or quite a while ago. So yeah, I'm not sure how that fits into her budget this year. Yeah, you can go ahead and score if there's no other comments on that one.